When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, second segment. J Foreman, DP, we're live on the stream, so we can go as long as or as short as we want. But Chubby Rhino, some of the text here from the text line. Appreciate you guys texting in on a Friday. Giving us maturity is taking 3 points from field goals early so you can be up 15 plus points late. Go back and watch Urban coach. He always took the points when he could. Obviously, unless you're Brian Daboll last night, he took the 3 points when he should have went for it. Probably cost him his job.
I am always intrigued about how people approach short yardage points versus play. Mm-hmm. And it becomes that. Like, do I have a play in my bag that handles the thing that I need? Most cases, above 3 yards, you're not having the discussion.
Yeah.
In some cases, fourth quarter, you have that discussion. If it's fourth and six, you want to have that discussion.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Especially if when you're down to, we might not get another possession.
Right. You don't know. What's consistent is that bad football teams absolutely mangle those decisions. Bad football teams mangle. They're terrible at figuring out, one, what is my culture? What's my personality? What do I do well that I can count on and rely on? And to tell me that if you, on any offense at the next level, that I can either power, flood, flow, extra alignment, etc., into a running situation, mm-hmm. or that I can flood and flow with receivers to create a disadvantage against the defense. That is an easy pitch and throw.
Yeah.
Do you not have those things in your bag?
You got them in your bag. Really, what comes down to those type of situations is just execution. There's a lot of bad plays that are covered up by really, really good players, especially in the NFL. If you have the ultimate equalizer, it doesn't matter. I've seen it firsthand when I saw Randy Moss. I've seen it firsthand with Tom Brady. Sometimes you can have the perfect coverage and they are just that much better than you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Then sometimes when you have the plan, you have to break tendencies in order to be successful. And then whether you take the points or not, you know, I'm a big believer. You can't listen to fans and everything. You got to be who you are. You got to, if you are a guy like Dan Campbell, you got to live and die by that. Now, what I'd like to see in Detroit, kick a field goal that one when they went for it and then get it. Sure. But that's just who he is. That's how he got to be the head coach as it is, and so forth and so on. That doesn't mean you bury your head in the sand and continue to do it. I think the biggest thing that I don't think people evaluate and text in and don't understand is the flow of the game and the stats. And what is it called now, what they do, like with all the, when you should go for it and all this, what's it called?
Just the analytics.
Analytics. that's why I'm not big into analytics. I think analytics is part of your you need to know, but the flow of the game, the emotion of the game, and where you're at, when you're at, and all that stuff has to be taken into account. And if it works out, it works. Then you're the greatest play caller of all time. If it doesn't, then you got to deal with being on the back page of the New York Post, like Brian Daboll, and they say that, well, you should have went for 7, especially against the Cowboys, and he took 3 because he thought that they could get the ball back, and they didn't. They didn't do anything with it. But ultimately, when it doesn't work, the decisions are horrible. When it does work, you're the greatest of all time. Now, ultimately, you have to have a plan. And DP asked me about it before, about if Maccabee starts to churn out yards, you know, how you, like, for me, when I used to prepare, I always did looked at the tendencies in the game. But you always, it didn't matter, like, what the play is. I'm matching that play up off every coverage and every front. Because what if Coach McBride wanted to call an under front against this play? What if? What am I going to do? Just let you just, like, well, we only practice against the over front.
And you should know exactly what
you should know. Happened. You should know exactly what happened. You should know exactly what happened if you're going to do if your defensive lineman gets scoop blocked.
Hey, Jay, what happens if you don't know what to do? What should, because there's a protocol for it. There's a protocol that in a crucial situation, I got Jay out on an island and Jay knows this probably ain't going to work.
Well, you better survive in it, like the Jim Valvano. You better survive in advance. You got to know what you're going to do. You should never be out there and potentially not knowing what to do. You just got to know how to do it and why you're doing it. And then if you're in a sticky situation where you are out leveraged, outnumbered, out athlete, you got to survive because you got to know the ball's coming your way and you got to, you know, live to fight another play. But I think as players, I would advise players, when you're preparing, prepare with the mentality of you're going to exhaust all options and anything. I heard one of the best theories on preparation from Tom Brady and what made them so really so good. And this also dives into why they were so efficient in overtime and tight games. So what happens in the pros, and we did this in Nebraska, and I'm sure they do it now, is like you get every week. So like Purdue or whoever you're playing, you'll get, you know, their roster, their depth chart, the matchups. You might get a scouting report, and then you'll get third down tendencies and whether run pass or what are they like, you know, on this time or this down and distance, this formation, this personnel and all that. So it could be, and Tom Brady told the story, it could be 95%. So most of the time, 95% what people were, you know, prepare, they would focus on the 95%. He said, no, I'm going to focus on the 95%, but I'm going to focus 100% on the 5% as well. So just in case that 5% comes up, I'm ready for it. So that's what happens when you really prepare and you prepare to win. That ain't got nothing to do with coaching. That's diving into details because that same mentality, that same maturity, how you prepare for Colorado is the same maturity you have to have if you're preparing for Purdue or UCLA or Ohio State or whoever else you're playing. Because you can't leave any stone unturned. You can't think of a scenario that you might not get. Because if you're a better team player-to-player physically, which I still believe Nebraska was than Illinois, then the only way that they can beat you is if you let them beat you. Or if you beat yourself. That means you have mental errors, coverage busts, you don't show up ready to play, and then they hit on any. So Illinois hit on 6, I call them like jackpot. We used to call them jackpot plays. So plays that if like in order for them to win.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Keep staying the game. They got to hit. And they hit on all of them. Tackle eligible. They hit them on the play that they just motioned over, and they ran the same play they've been running all night. Well, those are jackpot plays. So in order to, or how you eliminate those or bring that number down so you can actually just continue to take advantage of the game, is you got to prepare for every single scenario. Every scenario as a player. Every coverage. Every front. Every play. And then some. And then the way it makes it a little bit easier, because quite frankly, and this has nothing to do with Nebraska football, this is just football players in general. And it's basketball players in general. High school basketball players, they don't watch enough of the sport that they so-called love. They'll tell you that, right? They tell you that they love it, because you come into college or you learn stuff by watching the pro. Like, here's what I would ask a kid, right, that doesn't watch NFL football. If you listen to all the evaluators, DP will tell you, Barry Thompson will tell you, I'll tell you, Austin will tell you, Coach Rule will probably tell you, Tony White will tell you, whoever your heroes are that you think are smarter than majority of people in football, they will tell you the pros have adopted some of a lot of the college offenses and defenses. And then college coaches will tell you they have went up and done the same. So why the hell wouldn't you watch NFL football? Right? You think, what do you think Lamar Jackson's doing? He RPOing people to death, right? What do you think he's doing? What do you think the Saints are doing with Taysom Hill? You think he coming in trying to be Tom Brady? Like, you do you not think, because it's the same rules. You can't really hit it. You can't knock anybody's head off. You can't do any of that. So the same offensive schemes and the aggressive passing nature is there. But you're missing an opportunity of free coaching and free learning, because I can guarantee you it's not by coincidence that Illinois did a tackle eligible, and then was it 48 hours? When did Cincinnati play the Commanders? Was it Monday night?
That was Monday, yep.
It was a Monday. Okay, so the next game that the Commanders played, they ran tackle eligible play. So, but that's just a coincidence, right? Right? Those Commander coaches, they just said, you know what? Nebraska-Illinois is the only game in town. And we're probably stuck up at Commander's Park or whatever they work at on a Friday night, and or there to before they, you know, they usually will stay later so they don't have to fight traffic. So you're trying to tell me while they're probably having their Friday night meal as a staff, and they don't, and they've got their game plan in, and they're trying to get, you know, like together as a staff, extra day of preparation. You're trying to tell me they ain't turned that TV on? You're trying to tell me that didn't pop in that offensive coordinator's mind? So for players that about to play off the night, and parents that you're probably riding to the game, little Johnny and Jimmy that want to play football and basketball, you better sit down and get them to actually watch the games. They'll learn something, and stop watching YouTube and all the highlights. They ain't teaching you nothing.
Well, they're on the gaming system.
Well, on the gaming system. Heck, you might learn more from NBA 2K and NFL Madden than sit there and watch YouTube highlights. Who on YouTube highlights put they like when they dribble off their foot? Or can't break a press, or make an open field tackle. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, that when you talk about maturity, that's part of it. And this game here is a maturity game. Can you show up, kick butt, and go home? And kick butt is essentially, can you show up and win the game and go home?
I mean, I think you're nailing it on the head, in that there are young people on every Division I program who don't invest time watching football. They don't know what they
and they have no idea
about what they're missing out. It hasn't been explained to them.
Right.
It hasn't been shown to them that there's an explanation for this. So that is another thing that you have to handle as a coach, that you got to get people connected to this thing that they say matters the most.
Yeah, I mean, it can't matter to yourself collecting a check or get the social media followers in the NIL deals. Your best NIL marketing is what you do on Saturdays. Now, what also allows that to be magnified is how you act and treat people and carry yourself. You do that, everything else is going to come to fruition. We got a couple of texts here. This is a pretty cool one. Greg from Lincoln, being able to take coaching that was put in this week and fix the holes that Illinois found out on offense and defensive schemes, that's a sign of maturity. BJ in Wichita, big shout out to Wichita, man. You know, I used to think Wichita was like, you ever seen that when they did the gangs on MTV and they had gangs in Wichita? I was like, man, yeah, when they tried to recruit me for basketball, I was like, brother, ain't going there. Wichita is actually pretty nice. It is. It's actually pretty nice.
You go ahead, Jay.
Time out. I'm not going to Wichita like on purpose. I went to Wichita for basketball, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Let's say you drive down through Wichita because you're on your way to Stillwater for Husker Baseball Regional. It's not so bad.
Right? Were you surprised?
It's okay.
You ain't
it's
stopped.
Okay. Yeah, we did. We stopped to get gas in Wichita.
But okay, let me ask you this.
And we made it.
Let me ask you this, Austin. Like, when you first thought of like, okay, we're gonna stop at Wichita, were you pleasantly surprised? I was like, dang, yeah, actually got buildings. This is actually nice.
So funny enough, my first experience with Wichita was we were on a family vacation and stopped at McDonald's. Maybe this has more to do with McDonald's than it does Wichita, but my dad's diabetic and the workers were unwilling to mark which Coke was the Diet Coke. Like, hey, my dad kind of needs Diet Coke. And we just mark it so he doesn't go into shock or something.
Takes him out of routine.
So I was not very high on Wichita right there. Second experience.
Hey, we ain't going to do none of your fancy Coke marking out here. Yeah.
hey, you know, McDonald's is known for their ice machine not working, yeah. let alone, God forbid, we mark it. Yeah, press the button.
But yeah, for my second impression of Wichita stuff, it's like, you know what? We're just right off of like 6:35 or whatever. You know what? Like, we can take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
6 minutes is probably too long, but five minutes to get in, get out. You know, we can risk five.
Yeah.
We get it to go.
Yeah. Yes. ASAP. And you know what? I don't want no salt in my fries because I want to make sure it's hot. Anyways, BJ in Wichita says not just field goal kicking, but we have to improve on the kick and punt coverage. That's his sign of maturity. Unknown texter 0577 has a pretty good one here. Maturity comes in many different levels, physical, mental, and spiritual. And that's, it's kind of like what I was kicking there. It's like, listen, we're here to do a job. We're going to have fun doing it, but it ain't going to be easy. So we got to embrace the suck and get the job done. So, it's a big deal. We're going to go take a quick break, come back. We're going to dive into this Bama-Georgia game. This is the first time in over a decade, Bama, which obviously Nick Saban ain't been there, is a home underdog. Who are you guys picking and why? We're going to take a short break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.